Oh, hey, friends, this sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the rainy District of Columbia. Points north, southeast, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Good morning, B. How you doing?
What up, brother? I'm good. I'm doing good, man.
Nats have now won 4 in a row. Nats won last night.
They're on point, baby.
It was a good game. I had that on. It was second TV, but it was on. I had hockey and hoops on. The hockey was a straight.
Hockey was a blowout. Yeah.
Maybe the Panthers-Oilers again for the cup. I'm ready to run that back.
It could be.
Remember, it went to 7 last year? I think the Panthers up 3-0, and then it went to 7, I think.
Hey, man, listen, you saw they played last night.
Yeah, they looked great. But to me, the most intriguing matchup was the Timberwolves-Thunder last night. I have a number of things to say. I am a degenerate, and I had the T-Wolves last night. Felt pretty damn good about that.
I had the under, JP.
Oh, the under was cook. That was cash all day. Now I had the Nats in our bet, so I won here. But I just, the way the Thunder closed that thing out, did the T-Wolves score for like the last 6 minutes?
They missed a lot of shots. And listen, man, I was just telling you, and I watched sports for a long damn time. And when you are the guy, and if you talk about, I'm going to be the face, if they're going to make you the face, you got to have some level of maturity. Anthony Edwards, I love his game. The dude plays both ends of the floor. He's going to give you what he has. But he does a lot of kitty BS that needs to go. He's too immature. He gets, like, too many texts.
He's so emotional.
For stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You know, dude, you can't put your team in that position. Then he gets hurt, you know, and you saw down the stretch, he couldn't lift, he couldn't close out the game and do nothing he would normally do. But maybe, just maybe, if you go through a game and have some restraint and show a level of maturity, maybe, just maybe, the universe doesn't put you in that position that you're in at the end of a game. Because, listen, bro, Mike balled, but Mike wasn't playing the immature crap. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you did something stupid, he'll
MJ
step through you.
Yeah.
You go any sport out there, Tom, he wasn't that guy. You know, you go baseball, go all the way back to Carew, Rock Carew, and all those people. You know, Jackie, they were not immature. So if this is my thing about today's society. You want to be the guy, but you want to be able to act like an ass and think people going to not see it. You have to act a certain way if you are the guy.
Or at least closer to under control. You know what I mean? Think about the real stars.
Name me a superstar, the best of the best, that hasn't been out of control.
Well, and then you juxtapose that with SGA last night.
He don't say nothing.
31-9-5. He had 31 points
in 38
minutes.
He was 2 of 13 in the first half. But he ended up with that. Why?
Dude, the Thunder are so deep. I mean, the guys they can bring in off the bench, the defensive pressure they can bring in, Holmgren's really good. I feel like he doesn't.
Chet is unbelievable.
And just so long.
That team is long.
Dude, totally. And now I thought the T-Wolves, I really like that kid, Jaden McDaniels. He didn't have it last night. Randall was good for Minnesota. It's funny, when I was in Raleigh for Caps, I was talking with a couple guys one night that are involved in things, I'll say. And, you know, where we...
Jay, when you say it like that, people like, JP was talking to some dude doing some illegal stuff.
No, not illegal.
Just say he's his good friend.
Yes, a friend.
Involved in things, that don't sound very...
Sounds like I'm talking about Jeff's crew. No, I'm saying, like, we talk in the NBA, and amongst the five of us, I think we are all basketball fans, right? Like, I love the sport of basketball. The NBA now is so fast-paced, and I love watching, like, in the first half, Minnesota was so good at getting a rebound and an immediate break.
Yeah.
An immediate break, right? I love watching high-level hoops. But in the United States, the regular season NBA ratings have plummeted. People just aren't watching, and the regular season product just sucks. And so this conversation I was having is like, dude, it doesn't matter. And if you look at the valuations of these teams, look at what the Celtics just sold for. Like, that's on par with NFL teams. Mm-hmm. NFL teams are always going to outpace it, and the Celtics are a huge brand. But, like, the global vision of the NBA is so significant. People mm-hmm. watch it in China. People watch it in India. Yeah. People watch it in Europe. And we watch Edwards. I wouldn't consider myself very prudish. Like, I like when guys show their personality mm-hmm. and really will but there's a difference.
Sports has always been an entity where you can show your personality, but you have to also have a level of control. Because if he's the guy that they're going to be depending on, he can't be a loose cannon. You know, to get that tech that early, just because you want to be funny and throw the ball at our SGA, now you have to play to a certain level where you got to be more under control than you ordinarily would be. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What if he doesn't throw that ball at which call him? He could play a little bit better, you know, throughout and a little more physical, more aggressive down the stretch. But you can show your personality. Listen, I, of all people, will tell you, I was very, very emotional on the football field.
Sure.
But I didn't ever just make things personal about me and somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if I'm through the play, I'm talking trash to you, but I'm not getting penalties. I'm not trying to get penalties and stupid stuff. You know, I'll say things to you, get you riled up. And if you make a mistake, I'll laugh it off at you. But the whole thing about it is you cannot. And he was leading in techs. And I'm talking about a guy who can play.
Right.
He is a superstar, but he has to just pull the reins a little bit and just let your game speak for itself.
Well, and I think if you want to be a championship team, I could think of characters on championship teams. Hell, Draymond with the Warriors, with what the Warriors became, right? But Draymond was kind of the third piece of that. So the third dude could be a cut up a little bit. The third dude could be an agitator.
Nobody,
think about like MJ's second run.
Nobody
Rodman
ever
is nuts.
Considered Draymond the best
right.
on that team. That was Steph. Then it was Klay. Then it was Draymond.
And Durant was there.
You know,
Yeah.
Then when you had Durant come in, it was three people before Draymond.
Right, right.
But you can be an ass if you are not that main guy.
You can't be the guy and be an ass. I mean, I'm trying to think across sports. Like, the closest I can think of to an ass that was the dude is Barry Bonds. But baseball's so different because there's a major individual component.
Totally.
Like, T.O. maybe. I mean, even Iverson was, like, his on the court
on
was
the court,
never
AI,
problematic
AI was a,
whatsoever.
AI was a, he was a straight, and I'm telling you this, in a straight positive, he was a dog on the court.
In the truest
the
sense.
The dude played through stuff. He wasn't the biggest out there, but he will break you down.
Sure.
So,
Kobe was an ass, but in a way of, I'm going to kill you, not I'm going to get this
Kobe
stuff off
never
the side.
Did stupid stuff
right.
to make it personal.
Right.
You know, now if you did him something wrong, he'll get you back.
Sure.
That's understandable, but I just think that Ant has to just play, bro. I guarantee if he plays, you know what he'll have? If he plays and stops doing stupid stuff, you would have all the people saying how good you are. You would have a bunch of cheerleaders, and you don't have to say stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's just like I think sometimes guys feel I have to go out there and toot my horn. No. If you are that damn good, you have a lot of people tooting your horn for you.
What is that graphic, you know, they always show of like percentage chance of winning the game? What's that called, White Brian, where it like you
well, know, they said they had a 70% chance of winning the game last night, Minnesota.
Dude, in the middle of the third, like at various points, they were right there. And then in the fourth, they just got their ass kicked.
Yeah.
And as somebody that was sitting in Minnesota +7, it sucked. You got to credit OKC's defense.
They just showed the play where SGA, I don't know if his name is Shai or Shai. What's his name? Shai or Shai?
I think everybody calls him SGA because nobody actually knows if it's Shai or Shai. Does anybody have a definitive answer on this?
I think they hear Shai a lot on they say Shai on when they.
I think personally, I prefer Shai to Shai.
On TV, they say Shai a lot. But my thing is,
what do you think about the foul baiting? Like, ooh. SGA's game, he's incredible at it, but he gets guys in the air, gets them to commit fouls, and it seemed like he got every call late in that game.
Well, you know what he does? He doesn't complain all the time. When Anthony Edwards stood over him, listen, bro, you're not putting your junk in front of no dude and standing over no dude. That's disrespectful.
I think legitimately and Anthony Edwards has to chill with the junk. Right, no, like his junk is part of the conversation but all the time.
The man never said a word. SGA never said a word. All he did was come back, step into you, step back, and bang, 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 bang. He talked with his game. And that's the whole thing about it. Listen, bro, I was one of the biggest trash talkers out there. But you know what? You answer people by running through their asses. You answer people by scoring on them, not taking them yard. That's how you answer them and shut them the hell up. But you can't do all that talking and get yourself out of your game.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, no, I was about to say, JP, I don't think that's foul baiting. When you learn how to play
that's the NBA,
basketball
dude.
At the lowest level, whether it's
pump fakes and everything. Yeah, I mean, I get you.
You come control, hand up.
Yeah, like some of it when a guy jumps in there and you jump into him, if he jumps straight up and you jump forward, I think the foul should be on the offensive player. That's the one that initiated the contact.
But if you're in the air and now you're in the air, you're impeding me from going forward.
No,
that's a foul.
But you're finna pull up a three. I'm inside the line and you jump into me. That's not impeding you.
I can lean into my shot.
I think that's something the NBA got to fix. But
I think they got to do something.
The foul baiter is James Harden.
Well, I was going to say, they made the rule for him.
I think Brunson and I think SGA have some of that in their game.
But listen, if you know the referees are going to call it, why not hell use it?
I think that's what they're doing. But much like this tush-push discussion, which we're eventually going to get to, we should find out about like voting today. Like, it's just, as a viewer, as a consumer, it gets annoying to watch. And then I think NBA refs are too involved in games anyway. Like,
well, I mean, listen, bro, the NBA got a lot of stuff they can clean up, because I tell you, I think everybody that go to the hole take 3 or 4 steps. I watched my man, let's let the left hand dude, number 30, Minnesota. Used to be with the Knicks.
Randall.
Yeah. I watched him last night do a 1-2 spin step and go up, and nobody called anything.
Oh, yeah, because they get a gather step now.
Bro, he went 1-2, he spin around, that's another step or two, and then took a step to go up. I look at that and say, dude, that was like 4 or 5.
It's the NBA playoffs are obviously awesome. I think the under-discussed topic from that game is just the way the Thunder plays defense. The length, the speed. I mean, they are so good defensively.
Look, SGA is 6'6". When you look at him,
what do you think his wingspan is?
I don't. It got to be a 7-foot wingspan. But on the court, he looks short compared to all his guys.
I know.
You know, and I think one thing you know,
he's 6'6" with a 6'11" wingspan.
You think about this: when they have played every game, you look at most of their games at the end, they come together. If one guy is getting interviewed, the rest of them are right there. They do everything together. And that thing about togetherness and believing in, really caring about each other, a lot of people like to like shoo-shoo that, poo-poo on it. It makes a world of damn difference.
B,
you know?
Holmgren is 7'1", is what they list him at. 7'6" wingspan.
They're long, bro.
They are long.
They are long as hell.
This might be completely off base. I'm curious, though. There's an undeniable togetherness to your point about Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of those guys have been there a while, whether they were drafted or traded for. Do you think it helps being in a small market kind of for a team to stick together like that?
It comes down to the personalities on the team and how the coach and the whole organization runs that. And comes down to your star.
Sure.
Your star is SGA. He has, like, their commercial together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They all do stuff together, man. Sometimes your star is going to make your team, and a lot of times your star breaks your team. Because if that star is selfish, guess who else is going to be selfish? Everybody on the team. You know, I see something in them. Now, doesn't mean that Minnesota can't get the act together and come back and beat them.
Sure.
You know, but I just see them play a different level. And when they talk about how they're stadium and how their fans have more of a college atmosphere.
Everybody's watching them t-shirts.
Play, watching them play, they have more of a college feel than they do NBA feel. NBA, you got a bunch of damn individuals. College guys normally kick it together, hang out together, you know, because that's basically what you do. You live in a dorm together, you hang out. They seem to act like that on that team. And I think last night, that little togetherness and control took them farther than Minnesota.
Well, and kind of just to counter my own question, I think you're right about the way a team is built and the way a team is coached and brought together and then how the players themselves react. Because the other team, I don't think you're getting to the NBA's Final Four if y'all hate each other, but like the Knicks, granted a bunch of them went to college together,
yeah,
but like, that's a very together team, and they're playing in Madison Square Garden every night.
But
like,
what happens is this, Jay.
The market might not have anything.
You talent still overrules everything. But if you get to the end, and everybody has the same level of talent, and one team, everybody's together, and they don't put their teams in terrible situations by doing individual-ish, okay, that team wins because they have less mistakes and less things to overcome, you know? You look at the way when Boston was playing against New York. New York didn't make a lot of mistakes. Didn't have to have a lot of stuff where they were in trouble. Boston, everybody won't take you one-on-one. You know, it comes down.
And just jack threes.
Yes. So, and last night, you saw a lot of, they shot more threes than they did two-pointers. They shot 50-plus threes, dog. And they only made, 15 of them, I think? So it's like you get to a point where when you got
15 and 51 for Minnesota.
Equal teams out there, all of a sudden, when those equal teams, all the other stuff surrounding it is what's going to decide the game. You hear coaches all the time say giveaways and takeaways. And it comes down to those stupid penalties as well in football.
Totally.
In basketball, it comes down to how many fouls you're going to commit. How many
So the fouls were dead even. 22 fouls each team.
How many turnovers they had?
Dude, they had 18 first half turnovers.
Okay, so and you're not winning
the Thunder had 13 steals.
All right, the fake gangster, Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins, everybody was like, oh, yeah, Minnesota should be feeling good. He said, well, how about Oklahoma City? Their star is 2 of 13. They haven't done anything good, and they're only 4 points down. He said, if they get their act together, watch what happens. Second half, the man was proven right, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was good to watch. I think Knicks Pacers might be a little, I don't know. Hopefully these series are fun. The end of that game got boring because Minnesota was just completely incapable of scoring, and the Thunder deserve a lot of credit for that. They were really good. I've also realized, Brian, I was listening to a podcast this morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's summertime when we reach the point in the content cycle where I think there is significant increased coverage of the WNBA, and that's cool. There's a lot of reasons to like mm-hmm. it. But when we get into the Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese race discussion, it's just like, all right, there's no other sports happening. If you want to talk about the WNBA, let's do it.
Yeah.
But, like, that is just such a tired 3-year-old thing.
Well,
that
but
I'm
you know, idiotic people find situations that they know normally sparks attentions from both sides.
Yeah, dude.
And I think they start that up, you know.
Total gaslight.
I can do 4 hours on that after RG me decided to get his ass involved with it, but
sure.
I will not. You know, because then I'll probably get kicked off the radio because I'll say some things about his whack ass.
I just think there's so much. If you want to discuss the basketball, fire away.
Yeah.
But, like, all the other stuff is just ancillary content machine, gaslighting, culture war nonsense. And I'm just,
yep.
Check, please. I'm good on that. Here's what we're going to do. Pack show coming your way. Chris Miles, NBA TV, is going to join us next. Where do you think his heart rate is, though, when his Knicks are in the Eastern Conference Finals in about
Chris
10 hours?
Chris is mine now.
I'm excited to talk to Miles. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11. At noon, we're going to preview the Packers. Busy, busy show. We'll open the phone lines up this afternoon. We should get this tush push news. I mean, the owners just went into the Minnesota boardroom. I've been there. I watched the most important change in DC sports happen in that Minnesota boardroom. I know exactly where they are. Jason Kelsey went in with Jeffrey Lurie. I don't know what the hell to make of that. We should get tush push news throughout the day. We've got other NFL rule change news for us to discuss.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.